to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
The Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 353 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hey guys, how's it going? And welcome back to the show. On this week's show, well, happy 4th of July. It is the July 4th weekend, and everybody here at the Disney Nerds wishes you guys a happy 4th of July. Well, unfortunately, the park's being closed. We're not going to get a 4th of July fireworks show today, or this weekend. So what we're going to do is bring you the 4th of July fireworks show from last year. We all got to watch that live, and we'll be able to listen to it again. And there's a lot of talking going on in there as far as the announcer goes and the, I guess, the narrator of the show. And so I think it's really kind of cool audio-wise, too. You'll remember seeing it, and you could always go out to YouTube, check it out. But I think it sounded really good. I listened to it a couple times as I put the show together tonight. Also, what we're going to do, too, being 4th of July, we're going to bring you a Sounds from the Park edition, in that we're going to bring you the Muppets in America, or the Muppets that were at Liberty Square over the past couple years. I believe they've been pulled out and are no longer there. However, I think right now is the time we need to hear them one more time. So we're going to hear each of the shows that they performed, and all great stuff. And you know the characters, you know whose voice is who. And it's a very, very fun time. If you've never, ever seen it before, just think about standing in front of the Hall of Presidents, looking up at the couple buildings around that area, and the windows become full of Muppets. The different Muppets talking down and saying things to the crowd. Okay, guys, and before I bring you that, don't forget, Show 350, the anniversary show contest, is still going on. So if you haven't yet, go back to Show 350, listen to the show, place which pre-shows they are into an email in order, and send it to the Disney Nerds Podcast. The address to send your entries to is contest@thedisneynerdspodcast.com. Check out Show 350 show notes. You'll see some more rules in there. And once you listen to the show, you'll hear me talk all about it also. Okay, guys, without further ado, happy 4th of July. I hope you all have a safe and fun weekend. Stay safe with the virus, but you know what? Enjoy the weekend. Get some good picnics going. Hopefully watch some maybe backyard fireworks. Stay safe in that regard. And listen to the show. So again, thanks, guys, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
I am James Jefferson, the town crier of Liberty Square, but my friends call me JJ. Gather round. Come closer, all ye people, gather round and listen well. I've got a satchel full of history's greatest tales to tell. Your hair will stand on end with all the history and such.
Unless, of course, you're bald like me, in which case, not so much.
Hey, Sam. It's Sam Eagle, everybody. Tell us, Sam. Great American story are we sharing today?
Today we shall salute the Declaration of Independence!
Ah, a great story indeed. The people of the colonies, they said, let freedom ring! Declared their independence.
Then they overthrew the king!
There were battles, there was violence, there was spies and traitors too.
But we won't speak about all that. This is wholesome through and through.
Right, let's bring out some friends to help us. Hey there, that's your cue.
Great moments in history.
And this one features more.
And here's what you will take away in all your minds and hearts.
Great moments in history, but only the American.
Great moments in history, but just the American hearts.
To great moments in history.
But just the American parts.
That's right, Sam.
As the official Liberty Square historian, I have drafted tributes to every important event in American history. JJ, please remind remind everyone which great moment we are sharing today.
The Declaration of Independence.
Excellent. I read it every night before bed, and so should you. And now I will recite from memory the entire Declaration of Independence. When in the course of human...
Excuse me, Sam?
Kermit, you are interrupting America.
Sam, the gang and I were talking, and we had some ideas to make your show more entertaining.
Entertaining? Mm-hmm. In a theme park?
Yeah.
Highly unusual.
Please, Sam? JJ, I could use a little help here.
Oh, sure, Kermit. Let's put it to a vote. All those in favor of making Sam's story more entertaining, say aye.
Aye!
The ayes have it.
Oh! It appears democracy has spoken. All right, Kermit, you and your band of weirdos can help.
Okay.
But please, do it with dignity.
Oh, sure, Sam. We always do things with dignity.
Hey, Kermit, the all-chicken chorus is ready for their big number. The clock heard round the world. Get it, girls!
Oh, Kermit! What part will Ma be playing in today's performance?
Well, Piggy, this is a story about the founding fathers. There's no part for you.
No part for Ma? We'll see about that.
Sheesh.
Okay, places, everyone. Sam, JJ, take it away.
All right, friends, what do you say? Wanna help us make history?
Yeah. Woo! Cue the patriotic music. 1776! We are in
Philadelphia!
JJ, why are you doing that?
I'm the town crier.
Well, cheer up and allow me to continue. The year is 1776, and the Second Continental Congress has convened.
Roll call, Thomas Jefferson.
Hey-ho, Jefferson here.
John Adams.
Hey, that's me.
And the highly quotable Benjamin Franklin.
Ah, Ben Franklin here. A penny saved is a penny earned. And if at first you don't succeed, then skydiving is definitely not the sport for you.
Let's hear it for your founding fathers. Sam?
The delegates are discussing the question of America's independence from England. And there is much debate.
That's you guys.
Debate.
Point of view.
Opinion.
Says you.
Argument.
Point.
Counterpoint. Order.
I'll take two hot dogs with extra mayo.
A banana sounds appealing.
Waka waka.
Will you get on with it?
Okay, Sam. Guys, look, let's get down to business. Does anyone have any arguments in favor of independence?
I do. Our continued association with England has grown intolerable. King George has altered our government, enforced cruel repression, and abolished our rights.
Wow, nice job, Gonzo. How did you remember all that?
I stapled it to my arm.
Yes, that's gonna leave a mark.
Okay, now, does anyone have any arguments in favor of England and King George?
Boo! No King George!
Come
no
on, everybody!
King George! No King George! No King George! No King George! No King George!
Someone call Ma!
Piggy, what are you doing here? I told you there's no part for you in this show.
Of course there is! After all, who better to play royalty than Ma? All hail King George!
Piggy, women aren't kings, they're queens.
Fine! All hail Queen Georgette!
Grief.
I protest! This is not historically accurate! Was not at the Congress.
You got a bear playing Ben Franklin and doing a great job at it. Let's hear it for the bear.
Yeah.
Go Fozzie, go Fozzie, go Fozzie, go Fozzie.
Guys, can we continue, please?
Sorry.
King George, Queen Georgette, you are not a good ruler.
Who, what?
Yes, you. You mistreat the colonists. You raise taxes.
You are drunk with power.
You might even say she's intoxicated.
Queen Georgette, can't you see? The colonists are angry.
We are angry.
The colonists are irate.
We are irate.
The colonists are revolting.
We are revolting.
And say that again.
We are revolting.
Sorry. Okay, it's time to vote. JJ, if you please.
Sure. All those in favor of declaring our independence from England and Queen Georgette, say aye.
Aye.
The ayes have it. Let's declare our independence.
Hey!
Queen Georgette, it appears you lose.
Wait, what? I lose?
Well, sure, Piggy. You see, in the American Revolution, England loses, which means the king, or the queen, loses.
Excuse me? It is I, Georgette Washington, and I cannot tell a lie. I look fabulous!
Piggy.
This is a
nice outfit.
Enough of this nonsense! Can we please move on?
Oh, sure, Sam. Now we need someone to write the declaration.
We need someone with the brains, someone with the wit,
someone with a pen.
Sheesh. Okay. I, Thomas Jefferson, will write the declaration, but I'm going to need everyone's help.
Let's start with a list of demands, shall we? I demand a new cell phone, a big old dressing room.
I want a case of butter and chicken.
Somebody say chicken.
Mr. Gibbs,
I can't
have a cell phone.
When Jefferson wrote the Declaration, it was more than a list of demands.
What?
Oh.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, it was about things we all believe in. Things worth fighting for. Things that inspired the birth of a new nation.
Gee, Kermit, what do you mean?
Well, like the Declaration says, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights,
together now,
life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Sam, why are you crying? I thought that was pretty good.
It wasn't good. It was glorious.
Everyone.
Well, hey, Sam, I guess now you're the town crier.
Just ring the bell.
Let freedom ring!
Great moment in history, the 4th day of July. Great moment in history, we said King George goodbye. And here's what you will take away in all your hearts. Great moment in history, great moment in history, great moment in history.
Thanks, everyone. We couldn't have done it without you. And to England, no hard feelings. You're still one of our best friends.
Thank you all for joining us today. You know, I'm feeling especially patriotic, so I'm going to go visit the Hall of Presidents.
I have good seats.
Of course you do. Come along, everyone.
See you in
bye-bye. Ta-ta. With another great moment in American history!
Yay! Come closer, all ye people, gather round and listen well. My friends and I have some of history's greatest tales to tell. Your hair will stand on end with all the history and such.
Unless, of course, you're bald like me, in which case, not so much.
Oh, hi there, Sam. It's Sam Eagle, everybody. Hey, tell us, Sam, what great American story are we sharing today?
Today! We shall salute the Midnight Ride of Paul Revere.
Ah, a great story indeed. The Ride of Paul Revere.
there a fateful night that saved the day. He warned the founding fathers,
but the British were on their way.
In their red coats, with their muskets, they were mean and scary too.
But we won't speak about all that. This is wholesome, through and through.
Right, let's bring out some friends to help us. Hey guys, that's your cue.
Bonjour!
Hiya!
Woo-hoo!
Great moments in history.
La 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 la.
Great moments in history.
And this one features more.
And here's what you will take away in all your minds and hearts.
Great moments in history.
But only the American.
Great moments in history. But just the American hearts.
Greetings, my fellow Americans. And others. As official historian of Liberty Square, I am honored to present to you a dramatic recitation of The Midnight Ride of Paul Revere by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, with additional dialogue by Sam Eagle. Cue the patriotic music. Let us begin. Listen, my children, to what is going on here?
You said chicken.
I said children, not chickens.
Oh,
my bad.
Shoo, shoo.
We're going. Come on, girls.
Let us begin again. Listen, my children. And you shall hear of the midnight ride of Paul Revere.
Hi-ho, Paul Revere here.
It is moi, Paul Revere.
What?
Oh, good heavens.
Iggy, it's Paul Revere, not Paula.
But it's a starring role, so surely it must be meant for moi.
Paul Revere was a man.
Correction, he was not just a man. He was a son of liberty, along with John Adams, Sam Adams, and John Hancock.
Well, then what part is written for moi?
I'm sorry, Piggy, but there's no part for you.
Oh, we'll see about that. Hmm.
Sorry about that, Sam. Please continue.
Where was I? Yes. He said to his friend, if the British march...
Hang a lantern in the North Church arch. With a watchful eye, look out for them.
To which his friend replied, no problem. I'll hang one if by land, and two if by sea.
Great.
And three if by monorail.
Fonzie.
And four if by pogo stick.
No.
Five if by unicycle.
Fonzie.
Six if by registered mail.
Fonzie! Fozzie, are you okay?
Yeah, the lanterns lightened my fall. Get it? Lanterns lightened?
Ah!
Just hang the lanterns from the church. One if by land, and two if by sea.
That's good, because we only have two left.
Ah, two lanterns. They're coming by sea.
Ah, yes. Now, Paul Revere upon his horse did ride. Oh, where is the horse?
Here you go, Kermit.
Gonzo, you were supposed to get a real horse, not a stick horse.
The real horse got sick.
Oh, is he a little horse? Does he need some cough stirrup? Do I know funny?
Nay.
I have had enough of this kind of nonsense.
What kind of nonsense would you prefer?
Would you get out of here? Oh, now where were we?
I am on a horse.
Yes. Paul Revere upon his stick horse did ride, and by the light of the silvery moon he cried. Oh, what is that music?
Biggie, what are you doing?
I made some changes in the play. Now I have a musical number.
Well, you can't just write yourself into the play. That's not how it works.
Oh, okay. Then let's see how this works.
What?
Well, I'd say that song was a hit.
Good thing the lanterns lightened his fall.
Good one.
Get out of here.
I'm going.
Yes, sir.
Sam, what's next?
Right.
by the light of the silvery moon, he cried.
The redcoats are coming! The redcoats are coming!
Where are the redcoats?
They're coming!
The redcoats are here!
Gonzo, I said no chickens!
But I promised they could be in the show!
Peggy, you are ruining this play!
I am making it better!
Get them out of here, Gonzo!
Piggy, enough already! You can't be a redcoat!
Fine! Then I'm the woman in the moon!
Don't you dare say no! Again.
Oh, come on, would you help me?
Gonzo!
Get the feathers all over me!
I can't help you, Gonzo! I am trying to breathe during the show with Piggy!
You're supposed to have feathers! Why is everyone?
How do you like that, huh?
Great moment in history!
Herman, if this chaos continues, the show is history!
I think you're right, Bobby!
How are we going to end it?
Like this!
Hooray!
Great moments in history, the ride of Paul Revere! Great moments in history, you saw it all right here!
And here's what you will take away in all your minds and hearts.
Great moments in history, great moments in history, great moments in history.
But only the American
parts. Great moments in history, but just the American parts.
To see you again soon. Oh, and to England, no hard feelings. You're still one of our best friends. So long, everybody.
As you can see, guests continue to gather in front of Cinderella Castle on this beautiful summer night. And right now, I am actually getting word that it's time to celebrate. So right now, Inside Disney Parks is proud to present Disney's Celebrate America, a 4th of July concert in the sky.
America, a land where eagles soar. Since history began, its people have celebrated the magnificence of this land. Tonight, we celebrate America, a land of many people, a country that continues to grow, a nation of courage and independence. America, the beautiful. Independence Day, we welcome you to our 4th of July celebration as we commemorate the birthday of this great nation. With joy, we celebrate the United States of America, a vast mosaic of individuality and inspiration, a vibrant palette of cultures and colors, a country whose pioneering spirit continues to live on in the hearts and minds of people who cherish freedom in this land and around the globe.
God bless America, my home sweet home. God bless America, my home sweet home.
America continues to inspire those who believe in their dreams. From sea to shining sea, we are proud to share all that this great and beautiful nation has to offer. In the words and melodies of beloved American folk songs, that enduring spirit is found in the music of our land. Just as the 50 stars and 13 stripes are so grandly united upon Old Glory, our nation's flag unites us all. Let us join together in salute to the red, white, and blue, and cheer the hopes and dreams that continue to shine throughout America.
You're a high-flying flag, and forever in peace may you wear. can email us at questions@thedisneynerdspodcast.com and email us individually at ed@thedisneynerdspodcast.com, jimmy@thedisneynerdspodcast.com, etc. You can send us a message on Facebook to the page, The Disney Nerds Podcast. Join our group, Disney Nerds. Instagram @thedisneynerdspodcast and Twitter @thedisneynerds. Make sure to check out the website, www.thedisneynerdspodcast.com, and watch the live stream every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock Walt Disney World time.
Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in